Carly, Ernie, and Lisa on News Talk 620 WVMT. When it rains, it pours. I got to tell you, we started off the morning with pastries from Sam Mass's Bakery. Thank you, Dave Hartnett, for bringing those in. Thanks to Phil Zaldotti for stopping off at Country Cart Deli and bringing us the Philly Rise and Shiners this morning. And thanks to Star Jewel this morning, who baked us a pumpkin bread. Good morning to you, Star.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And you did bake the bread, did you not?
I did. Okay. Late last night. I didn't sleep at all because I wanted to bake it to perfection for you guys.
Wow. The sacrifices people go through for us, we really, really appreciate it.
So Star is with us this morning. She would have been with us yesterday, but and thankfully you made the right decision. The roads were a little lousy yesterday, so we rescheduled and we got you here today. Claws for Paws is a benefit for shelter animals. Second year doing this. Give us a little bit of the backstory, if you would, Star. How this all started. This is the second year that you're doing it. How did it all start?
So it all started 2 years ago. I woke up in the middle of the night. It was about 2 a.m. and woke my husband up and said, I have this amazing idea. And he thought I was totally insane. And
Back to bed, would you?
I know. So it was kind of funny, but I had like the name of it. I just had everything. It just totally all came to me. And it was a way that we could help all the rescue animals because, again, my husband won't let me have all of the animals at home, so it's like, how can we help them in another way? And during the holidays, it's kind of a playoff from Toys for Tots. That's, you know, partially it. And it was during the holidays, there's so many animals in rescue, and how can we help out those different rescues and shelters? So thus, you know, having those donation crates out there and getting people to donate, and then we can get those donations all off to rescue groups and shelters to help them before they find a forever home for all these pets.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, this time of year, we so often think about, well, the Chittenden Emergency Food Shelf. Mm-hmm. They in fact, their donations are a little low this time of year. People need to help out if they can to feed families, but so often we don't think about the animals, and these are animals that aren't they're in shelters, so they continually need this help at the shelters. And this time of year, sometimes our focus is on helping families, and we kind of lose focus of the shelter animals.
The pets, correct.
Right?
And there's so many shelters out there that you don't even know about. There's a lot of rescue groups and shelters. People just do it out of their homes. And there's a tremendous amount. And so any way we can help them, that's what we try to do.
So you're working, this is a separate organization that you have. You started this Claws for Paws.
Yes.
This is an organization that you started, correct?
Correct, yes.
And you're helping two specific organizations, the Frontier Animal Society and Save Our Strays. Would you fill us in on those two organizations?
Sure. What I decided to do is each year choose different organizations or rescues to support. So last year it was two different ones. This year it's the Pope Memorial Frontier Animal Society and Save Our Strays. The Frontier is located in Orleans County, so we decided to go out of Chittenden County a little bit this year to support them because they have a lot of dogs, a lot of cats in need, and we want people to be aware that that's just another place that they can go to rescue animals. And Save Our Strays is in Huntington, and they do a lot of dog rescues, a lot of large dog rescues. So again, they always have a tremendous amount of pets for adoption. So those two groups this year, they're amazing. They do a lot of work out in the community, and so they're certainly two recipients that we're very happy to help support this year.
So what kind of donations are you looking for? You're not looking specifically for food. You're looking more for toys and other things that...
It could be food. Right? It could be canned food, dry food, collars, leashes, Kongs, cleaning supplies, you know, like bleach and paper towels, just all those things that people need that are expensive to buy until they can go to their forever home.
And these are all things, of course, that most animal rescue facilities need. They need all of these things. You
absolutely.
Know, linens, cleaning supplies. So often we don't think of that. You think you just feed them. I know we work with Franklin County Animal Rescue, and Rusty tells us about things like, you know what? We need laundry detergent.
Yeah.
I mean, you realize all the things
stuff
that
you don't think about.
We
have
to wash.
What about
all the time.
So? Say someone has a pet, and the pet was on some sort of medication or vitamins or whatever. Mm-hmm. Would a shelter be able to use those if they were left over? The pets moved on, or what? Like, so if there's leftover medications for, I don't know, anything from ear infections to
that, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not. You know, I don't know the specifics about that kind of stuff, but there are certainly more generic items that I'm sure they could reuse.
Mm-hmm. So these, you've got donation crates already set up, or are you going to be setting them up shortly?
Nope, they're already decorated, set up, distributed. Everyone has them. There's 13 donation crates out in the community. And everybody's ready. They're all ready to, you know, start putting it out there and having people to come in, donate.
So you can, there's an entire list of places where you can drop off at clawsforpaws.org. That's the website, clawsforpaws.org. Check that out. There's also a Facebook page, but Berlin City and Williston, Burton Snowboards, dealer.com. So it's businesses as well as retail locations like Doggy Styles, Guy's Farm and Yard for our French friends, Guy's Farm and Yard. Pet Advantage, Pet Food Warehouse, Small Dog Electronics. So again, places locally that you can drop off
healthy
any of
living.
These items
mm-hmm.
that Star is talking about this morning, where you can drop them off, whether it's food or it's any kind of a supply that an animal may need, specifically around the holidays. Now, you have an open house coming up, Star?
I do. We're having an open house at our own house. We have a crate there as well, so that'll be 14 crates. And, you know, it's open to anyone. Just stop by and have a little holiday cheer, some hors d'oeuvres, and, you know, bring some dog donation, and that's all we ask for.
55 Bartlett Bay Road in South Burlington. Is that the place?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give out somebody's address.
Yeah.
You
watch it, Charlie.
They show up with a bone.
Yeah, what's your address? Your house.
And there will be a satellite event also happening at Ernie Farrar's house.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Now, if the shades are drawn, don't let that worry you. Just keep knocking.
Thank you.
Ernie will eventually come to the door and let you in. But the old adage, you need to ring the doorbell with your elbows. Make sure that you bring in plenty of supplies when you go. Star, first off, is that your real name, Star Jewel?
That is my real given name. Yes.
Any?
There's no big story behind it. One small little thing, but it's not worth mentioning.
Okay.
I'm going to start making something up because everyone asks me that. And usually they'll be like, are your parents hippies? Or, you know,
Let
people think what they want to think. It's more interesting.
Sure.
That's a beautiful name, right?
Yes,
Star
it
Jewel.
Is. It's very pretty.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So, Claws for Paws, this is the second annual event. So how did you get involved in all of this? I mean, an animal lover all of your life?
Absolutely. Yeah. When I was growing up as a child, I used to drag home everything. Cats, dogs. My mom would be like, no. And I'm like, but it has no home. And it'd have collars, tags. And she's like, bring it back to where you got it from.
Kidnapping animals.
So, yeah. And now, you know, we have three dogs. We used to have... three Bernice, and two of them were adopted. We just lost one, and so we just adopted another dog, which is an Aussie from Alabama. So we have a busy household. We also have three cats that we adopted from Pope Memorial Frontier. So, yeah, I think we need a bigger house. We need a barn, and if you guys can put a little something in here to my husband and tell him that's what we need, that'd be great.
Now, you talked about Frontier. Are you from the Northeast Kingdom?
My husband has family roots back there.
Oh, really?
Yes, and we have a house up there in West Charleston as well, so we've done a lot of volunteering up there.
Do you know the name, Ernie?
Frontier?
No, the Jewel.
No.
The Jewel's not from there. How about the Albee?
Albee's? Yeah, I've heard of the Albee's.
Okay.
Yeah. See, Ernie's from the kingdom. So every time we have a guest with kids, it's amazing. Well, it's like, Lisa and I can leave, and we'll talk about the kingdom.
Yeah.
When she
mentions, do you know the Richardsons?
What's amazing to me is how many people are actually from the kingdom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they all know each other.
Yes, right.
And then every once in a while, we get, you know, these uncomfortable periods where they bring up some guy, and it's like, well, we haven't seen him since they took him away. Yeah. He's in jail.
They took the sheep away from him.
Cut it out. But When you mention Frontier, that's where it is,
that in the
Strawberry Acres area.
It's located in Orleans.
Frontier's Orleans.
It's right in
and
Orleans.
And they have one in Newport as
Newport.
Too.
Yeah.
Right. Now that's out on what we call Strawberry Acres area on the Lake Road.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, I used to go out there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Not for dogs. I mean,
do you need any dogs?
No, do I need any dogs?
You need a dog?
No.
He has a cat. He did rescue a cat.
Yes.
From the Franklin County Humane Society.
Cats are better in twos and threes.
Are they? Well, we got five, so I guess I'll
have
to get
six.
Rid of three.
I brought one. It's in the car.
No. Never wanted a cat, really.
Really?
No, we have a 9-year-old, and that's what she begged for all the time, was a cat. And we said, wait until you're 7 years old, and then we'll go down to the rescue.
Yeah.
And there she found the cat, which I thought it was going to be a white kitten, you know, only, what, 3 months old. And because she was going to name the cat no matter what, Snowflake. So you think white.
Yeah.
No, it's a smoky gray tiger cat.
Yeah. Well, dirty snow.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spring snow.
Spring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, best cat I ever had. She's never had one.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. They are.
Yeah, they keep, they're entertaining.
And does she take care of them, or are you doing all the taking?
Yeah.
That's right. They beg and beg and beg and say they're going to take care of them, and then it's all over.
I think we all know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Kids and the dogs.
Yes, I have a bird that's lived for 14 years with you know, no one taking care of them.
I had a bird for 5 years, so we got the cat. That ended it.
Sorry, it really takes a special person to do what you do. I know people that foster pets, and I mean, some of them, I mean, they've got multiple dogs or cats in the house at all times. I don't know how you do it without getting attached to them.
And then when it's adopted, to let it go, it's got to be tough.
Well, we consider doing that, and then we just, bad idea.
Yeah, you get too attached.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to give the pet up.
That's why your husband won't let you foster more, because he knows you're never going to give it away. I mean, that's everybody
that's
knows
right.
that story.
Yep.
You know, one of our cats, that's how we got it. It was stray outside, and my wife says, well, just let him in the garage. You know, get him out of the rain. I said, you know, the next step, he's going to go from the garage to inside the house, and then he's not going to go.
Bed.
No, don't worry about it. Yeah, you know, 11 years later.
But
it's hard.
It's interesting because I was the one that didn't want the cat, and the cat became very attached to me.
Yeah,
because he knew it.
I don't know.
They
what
know
it was.
That. It's like, that guy's going to like me. I'm going to make sure.
Better if he's gone.
Yeah, he knew it was eating them.
So this is quite an organization that you've started up. I mean, this isn't just something that you did on a whim, and you've got it's all set up. Is it a?
It's a nonprofit.
It's a nonprofit.
A nonprofit, and you know, I'm hoping it'll just keep growing and growing, and maybe it'll become, you know, across the country. Maybe other people will be interested in picking up the concept of it. So that's my hope.
Well, it's a great idea, especially you know, around the holidays. Again, as we don't think so much about the animals as we do about families that need help. So here's a way to help out. Claws for Paws is the name of the organization. Clawsforpaws.org. So currently, is this something, because the name doesn't really work in July, does it?
So no, it doesn't.
So do you keep it alive? I mean, they have Christmas in July.
Well, but the thing is, too, I think it's important to know that Claws is not C-L-A-W-S, because somebody asked me about that, like, what's Claws and Paws? I said, no, it's Claws as in Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it is during the holidays. It's from Thanksgiving, the day after, until the day after Christmas. So it's just during the holidays. We thought about doing something year-round, but I think that just takes away the whole idea of what, you know, I envisioned.
Not to mention, it's a lot of work. I mean, if you were to continue this as a year-round, and I know it, even though it's around the holidays, you're still, there's a lot of months before and afterwards, right?
Yes, but like last year, looking at when we picked up all of the crates, it was such a tremendous amount of donations we took in. I literally had our garage full, and we actually added a third recipient on because we had so many donations.
Yeah.
So it's tremendous that people are in the giving spirit. Animals have wish lists too. You know, we need to, you know, that needs to get out there. These animals, you know, can use every help they can get before they find their forever home.
So anything you can help out with, and you can drop them off at these donation crates found at the following locations. Clawsforpaws.org has the full list. Collars and leashes, treats and wet canned food, Dura-Chew Nylabones. Yeah, dogs love those. Nubs is another one. Man, I'll tell you, you know, our dog's been on these nubs. Have you seen them?
No.
I'm not sure what they're made of. It's almost like they're part plastic and part food, because they're so hard, you have to take almost like a saw to saw them in half. But you give them to your dog and they're happy for like, you know, 45 minutes.
Wow.
Because it
that's
takes
a long time.
It takes, yeah,
that's,
it's not like, it's not like, it's not like a milk bone, which they're great around supper time.
Okay.
You give them one of those, they leave you alone, you can eat your meal, you know. They go
I have to walk our dogs for hours. That's how we accomplish it.
What do you do?
Walk the dogs for hours just to tire them out. The bones don't help.
You know, flea and tick prevention, too. That's another thing, you know. So you can donate that. Collapsible crates. Keep in mind, if you've got things that you're no longer using, donate these as well. There's There's donation crates all across the city, even outside of the city. They're in South Burlington, Colchester, Williston. Drop them off. Pet Food Warehouse, Shelburne and South Burlington. You know, one of the things, you go into Pet Food Warehouse, the love that people have for their pets, that is so evident there. I mean, the place is packed.
Yep.
Place is packed. People are in there buying for their dogs and their cats.
Mm-hmm. And people also want to buy local.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part of it, you know, is keeping the money here. And so Pet Food Warehouse has been extremely generous, and they're wonderful to work with. So I can't say any more about them. They're great.
Well, thanks for all that you're doing, and I'm sure the animals are very appreciative of all that you're doing. Do you get a chance to go to some of these shelters and drop off some of these items so you can see the pets?
I do that myself, and or some people come and pick up the donations, but I do get to see everyone. I get to talk with everyone, and it's amazing. But again, it's probably safer for me to stay on the outside of
because you might
where
take
those
a couple.
Literally about 3 weeks ago, I tried to take a puppy home, and my husband told me I was getting kicked out and moving to my mom. And that was just when we got our newest one. So yeah, I got to walk the fine line.
I got a feeling you're going to be getting another one soon. I just have a feeling. Star Jewel with us this morning. Claws for Paws, clawsforpaws.org. You can check it out online. They're also on Facebook, clawsforpaws.org. Think about the animals during the upcoming holiday season. Star, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for the
pumpkin bread.
Absolutely. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it.
Oh, we will.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes, we will.
If you stick around long enough, Ernie does tricks for him, too.
Aren't they nice?
Watch him.
Nice people, aren't they?
He's getting ready to stand up.
No, I think he fell out of his chair.
Don't join them, Star.
He's standing on his hind legs
good. Yep, up over the counter. Down, Ernie, down.
Easy.
When he gets on the floor, he likes his belly rubbed.
Lisa, come over here.
You might need to leave.
Hey. Real nice.
Thank you, Star.
Thank you.
And Star was worried. What are we going to talk about? Don't worry about it.
We'll take care of that.
She won't be back again.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, I'm coming
right.
back. I'm going to be here. This microphone is mine. I am on it.
Thank you, Star. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for coming in. 9:30 on News Talk 620 WVMT. Headline news with Ernie, and we'll get a Fox News update coming up first, and then entertainment news. Kanye West is in the hospital.
Good. Now we can't listen to him.
He's exhausted.
Yeah. What do you do to get exhausted?
He can't be exhausted from the concert that he did the other night.
No, it lasted like 15 minutes.
He did two songs, and he walked
off. Dropped the mic and walked off.
He walked off
the
stage.
That's it, I'm done.
Yeah. He's exhausted.
And he didn't show up for another one. He's exhausted.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. Keep it right here, WVMT.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Many families in Chattanooga, Tennessee, in